Not in words with me.
That music must mean that Act 3 of The Adventures of Marcus Little is about to begin. Nate Kelly deftly brings you the stunning conclusion of tonight's story, Tall Tales and Small Rewards.
After a few glasses of perspective and ice, and a long conversation with Itty about what to do next, it stood to reason that it was time to wrap things up, for everyone's sake. Itty was starting to sound like a warbled cassette tape that had been overplayed, and I was beginning to see right through him in a way that had nothing to do with what he was saying. I decided to hop into the Chevy and drive back out to Mariner State Hospital, not only to face what was there waiting for both of us, but to find some way of helping Itty get his house back without having to share it with some gang. I'm not sure yet, but I'll think of something. Somehow it was still night, and I was beginning to experience some of the disorientation that comes with being dead all the time. Namely, time now feels lifeless and difficult to measure. But at the hospital, we noticed a foreboding second floor light was still on. A surefire sign that our friends were still there, and still up to no good. After a short chat with Itty, I decided to force myself to go inside. We walked in through the front door. A trail of blood, my blood, led me up to the room where the thugs had been before. And as Itty and I limped towards the room slowly, we could hear them chatting again, as if there was nothing else in the world that they would prefer to be doing, and we had somehow walked in on their story.
I just think it's not a good idea.
Are you out of your mind? After everything we've been through, you want to give up right now?
Can I give up sooner?
Just cool your jets. We're doing just fine, all things considered. Just have faith.
Here you go with that nonsense again. It's been over a week. The others aren't coming. We should go. And after what happened tonight, there might be a whole other set of people who want us for different reasons. The jig is up.
You let one little incident get you all worked up. You need to go out more. We should go down to that place you like. What's it called?
No.
Green Finch?
I'm leaving tonight, before it gets to the point where I can't anymore.
You really are naive. You leave now and we're both in trouble.
You could say that again.
What?
How does a haunting fit into your philosophical cosmology?
That's it. I'm out of here.
But we killed you. You're dead now. That was supposed to solve the problem. Ghosts aren't real.
You can believe whatever you want, bub, but it doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you.
But you're...
Angry? You betcha. But it's more of a general kind of anger when you mess up in a huge way and have to clean up the mess that is clearly your fault. But this time, I think I finally know what happened.
Well, you'll never catch me. Barney, wait up! I'm...
Well, it was hard to explain to those who were not there. I experienced an incredible sensation when the thug hit the ground outside the hospital. Suddenly, the light that had been on the second floor began to flicker, and Itty began to glow, stronger than he had before. A high-pitched hum began to rise as the room filled with light and heat, and I began to think that perhaps this was my end, too. But then, as I was about to give up, there was a small pop, like a light bulb breaking, and then the show was over. There was a faint afterglow in the shape of Itty that was becoming fainter with every moment. And with that, Itty was gone. The light bulb on the second floor burst, and now, again, the hospital was truly dead. It was sad to see Itty go, especially after everything he'd helped me with. But as he told me before he left, he was really only stuck on our side because those thugs left the lamp on all the time. Once they were gone, he was free to turn the light off, finally, and the hole to his world opened back up. Turning it back on might bring him back, so I decided to keep the lamp in case I needed his help again. But aside from the lamp, there would be little compensation of value for working on this case. I had just fixed myself a glass of something brown when the door to my office opened, and I looked up nervously. I was completely surprised by who I saw come in.
What
to linger too long, as it might blow our...
I just need a few things, and I'm... Oh!
Hi, kid.
You... That means... And...
I'm so sorry.
Hey, now. It's okay, Sin. I'm here. You're here. We...
Oh, Marcus, what happened?
Hey, I'm no worse for wear. Just a little... You know.
He's dead, Cindy. Like I said,
Might what, Miss Lund? Though at this point, I seriously doubt anything you said on the phone was actually true.
But I had to protect...
Protect? I became tomorrow's worm feed, sent out on a series of snipe hunts, each more deadly than the last. And then, after all is said and done, I come to find out that Cindy's mixed up in something I can't help her with.
You never needed to help me. Don't be mad, Mark. She knew the right thing to do.
By killing me?
I had nothing to do with that. I just needed you to get out of the office for the day. I could see what was coming, sort of. I could...
Wait. See what was coming?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
You really can see things in your mind.
Ever since I was a little girl, and...
What's your real name? Or would I be able to guess it if I knew you were a gumshoe, too?
You're better than I thought.
Ironically, better now that I'm no longer here. So what is it? Fletcher? Mars? Drew?
Matson.
We're going to keep this business going. Us. Two. Together. I hope you understand.
I do. She tells you that your life is in danger, that she wants to protect you, and she's right. My number was up, and she could tell. No reason losing you, too.
Don't worry, Marcus. Cindy's a good PI herself, but I imagine you already knew that.
Guilty as charged.
What are you going to do now?
You know I'm not one for thinking about the long term. Why don't you get to your place so you can catch some Z's before Ms. Matson needs you down at the office? As a full partner, you'll have a lot more work on your plate.
That's very big of you.
Really? After all of that?
Goodbye, Marcus Little.
Yeah, goodbye.
And with that, Cindy left. And with her, another person that proved that perhaps my methods were not as sound as they once were. And that it was time for me to move on, anyway. The dead man you hear before you sat at his own desk and reflected upon the day he died. And from the moment it began, it had not gone anything like he might have predicted it would play out. Cindy was careful to grab only her things, and as she packed them into a box, Ms. Matson and I gabbed about the profession and how it had changed over the years. Part of me was angry for not realizing that she and Johnny were actually different people at first. Part of me realized that I didn't have time to get mad about stuff like that anymore. There wasn't anyone left to listen to me complain anyway. But that doesn't mean that we don't keep trying to piece it all together, to make sense of it in some way that will provide meaning to anyone who cares to look at it very closely. Part of me knows that there was never any point to begin with, that the reason I took this job was that I enjoyed the hunt, the search, the attempt to find some meaning in spite of the fact that all clues were actually pointing to the opposite. It was just so much more exciting to think that if we look at it all long enough, we'll be able to see the forest for the trees and not use some horrible cliche to summarize it all when you try to tell people what you've deduced. Still, I had to consider something else that was on my mind. I hadn't gone anywhere. No bright light opened up and swallowed me. No force from beyond set my soul to rest. In fact, I feel more conflicted and confused, knowing it's possible for some to find rest, and it just isn't in the cards for me. While it doesn't seem to affect me in a number of ways, there are certainly drawbacks to still being around and being dead. Perhaps I'll be able to continue working, too. A dead detective is certainly better than one that can't be trusted, right? I leaned back in my chair and watched the moon set as the next day began to set itself for a return engagement to our world. I should be exhausted and sleepy and ready to pass out for days on end, dreaming of a better world. But sleep was the last thing I could even get my mind to focus on. To me, there were new problems to be solved. How to pay rent? How to keep the car gassed up? And if I can even legally work in Century City without a new special license. But those were worries for another day. As the moon set distantly on the horizon, and as a new source of light illuminated the tree line, I wondered if I could just wrap things up here. If somehow this could be an end of my story, that I would no longer be doomed to repeat those events, taking cases, solving them, reflecting on them, that somehow I could lean back in my chair, take in the scenery and close my eyes, and this whole world and everything in it would disappear, and I would get my chance to finally rest. What are the chances that any of us will actually ever get that option, realistically?
And that concludes this episode of tonight's program. Please stay tuned for a special statement by the star of our program, Mr. Nate Kelly.
Thank you, Fred. You know, playing Marcus Little has been a dream come true. As someone who grew up listening to these programs as a child, and who loved hearing the voices of Cherry Roberts, Pat Nickel, Dean Martin, Sidney Strangeheist, and finally Martin Hyde portray the very singular character of Marcus Little, I reflected on my time reading the novels of his adventures, wondering if I would ever get the chance to put my spin on this unforgettable character. And for the past 6 years, that dream has finally come true. After nearly 45 years on air, ABS has decided to finally let Marcus hang up his coat and move on to bigger and stranger things, and this will be the last installment of his seemingly endless adventures. But fans of Mr. Little's big adventures shouldn't worry too much. In fact, you'll be able to check in with him from time to time right here on ABS, as he and Itty will be hosting Macabre Morsels, an anthology program where we present our favorite suspense stories every Saturday night. Sometimes strange, wicked, or just downright eerie. Leave it to Macabre Morsels to give you an auditory feast you'll never forget. Now hosted by the dead detective Marcus Little and his ghostly friend Itty. Tune in, won't you? As for me, Nate Kelly can still be heard daily on the radio soap Pieces of My Life, where I play the scrappy mailman, Jim Newton. But more importantly, please keep listening to ABS, where our stories pack a wild punch.
The Adventures of Marcus Little features Nate Kelly as Marcus Little and Jessica Norman as Cindy Baumgarten. Featured in the cast were Jill Honestein as Candy Mattson, Heather Sadowski as Johnny Thunder, Sean Royal as Mort Linger, Jeff Parks as Itty, Dash Thompson as Barney, Travis Doan as Fred and Ape, Tim Maloney as Parson Sanders, Dawn and Horace Withers, Emma Pace Jonas as Betty, David the Weatherman Wills as Merlin, and David Little Fyodor Lichtenberg as Greg. Also featured were Jason Ramey, Kelly Taylor, Jessica Ramey, Jesse Sutherland, Bella Ramey, Austin Rich, Stella Starr Schaefer, and William R. Harris. Our music was by Brendan Murray and Matt Orifice, and our script was by A.C. Richards.
Your announcer was Fred Weiser. You are listening to ABS, the American Broadcasting System. ABS, it's what's on.
This is ABS, the American Broadcasting System. It's 11:59 Standard Time. We know that you have many entertainment options, and when you decide to make ABS that resource in your life, we notice. ABS staff are working round the clock to remain relevant in your lives, and we are constantly working to improve the nature of our programming so it is better in tune with you and your needs as a radio listener. We here at ABS would love to know what you think. Please give us a call at 606-0842. That's 606-0842. And please let us know what you want to hear from the station you grew up with. And now, the American Broadcasting System will sign off for the remainder of the broadcast week. Thank you for listening to ABS. It's What's On.
Yay.